take a look at First News. It's fair. It's accurate. You get the damn truth. Health officials said thousands of people have fled Gaza's largest hospital as Israeli forces and Palestinian militants battle outside of its gates. They're not Palestinian militants. They're Hamas terrorists. That's who they're battling. Hundreds have left as they hide themselves in schools, hospitals, grocery stores. That's how terrorists do it. Joe Biden has said the Israel-Hamas conflict cannot go back to the status quo before Hamas' brutal surprise attack on October 7th and Israel's devastating response in Gaza. But charting a new path in the region is something he's trying to do. See, this is how Democrats are approaching this war, folks. They want no more than 1,400 terrorist deaths. That's how many Israel lost. That's not how you fight war. And Israel is not turning to the United States for any direction on how they are going to wipe out the terrorist organizations that wants to kill every Jewish person on the planet. They're going to take care of it. 180,000 people across France marched peacefully yesterday in a protest against rising anti-Semitism in the wake of that brutal attack on Israel. 180,000. Going against a lot of Democrats here in our own Congress in Washington, D.C., who have taken on the anti-Semitic views of Hamas supporting their ventures. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tlaib was censured because of it. In fact, had the support of 190 Democrats for her position on Hamas in the Middle East, but not in France. The largest demonstration they've had in decades there. People supporting Israel's work trying to wipe out these Hamas terrorists. By the way, something you may not have heard over the weekend is how these attacks on our U.S. troops and our military bases have escalated. Oh, yeah. You haven't heard much about that. The Biden administration, though, they took out an empty garage in Syria that they thought had weapons in it, and it was just empty, and they blew that up. Now our military is on high alert. Iran financing all of it. Last night on the news, Iran funds 93% of all of Hamas operations and 100% of Hezbollah's backing. And you know where they're getting the money from, folks? Us, the U.S. Oh, yeah. And we still have not frozen those assets yet. President Joe Biden's team is raising the Democratic sweep of this month's key elections as proof that he's in good position for a second term. There wasn't a sweep in this month's election. What the hell are you talking about? For the first time, a representative from the Republican Party won in Brooklyn. Same in California in one of the heavily run Democrat areas. There was no sweep there. But it's part of the smear campaign that the U.S. media is already starting, folks. Telling you it's over. Democrats win. Democrats win. In the election, Republican presidential candidate Tim Scott is ending his bid for president. Surprised a lot of his donors. Stunned his campaign staff. He's a brilliant senator from South Carolina. Said that he thinks it's time that the Republican Party pick one, come together, and try to defeat the Democrats in the next election. Donald Trump is already laying out his sweeping policy goals should he be reelected as president and win a second term, including mass deportation operation. Also, a Muslim ban on tariffs on all imported goods. Plans were to make it in place. It would represent a dramatic overhaul of government, arguably more consequential than his first term. Issues raising on immigration, homelessness, education, and crime. He wants to deal with it, already laying out his agenda. In India, rescuers are digging through dirt, rock, parts of a collapsed road tunnel to try to reach 40 workers that are trapped inside by a landslide. Construction workers are safe. They have now been supplied with oxygen and water. They've got 35 yards to go yet to get in there. The collapse occurred early Sunday in a mountainous region. Massive construction of buildings and roadways have taken place in recent years in that area, and the workers were building part of a new all-weather road when it collapsed on them. The Biden administration's plan to build new barriers along the U.S.-Mexico border in South Texas, they call for a movable design. And that's frustrating environmentalists and activists for stronger border enforcement. The plans made public in September are moving forward. Despite his campaign promise that he wasn't going to build more wall, he really has no choice now. But these are removable sections that at any time when they decide to take them down, they're removable.
Well, what good is that?
It's no good at all. It's symbolism over substance, folks. The United States and China, two global economic heavyweights, combined produce more than 40% of the world's goods and services. So when Washington and Beijing do economic battles, the rest of the world suffers. They're going to have a high-level summit this week when President Joe Biden and Xi will meet in San Francisco. San Francisco, the new Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. And so, Goofy Newsom and all the people out there are sweeping the streets up in San Francisco. Why, hell, it's never looked so good. They removed all the homeless people. They're pressure washing the sidewalks, getting the feces and drug needles picked up. So they'll get a false impression of what San Francisco is like. Hope they have plenty of Rice-A-Roni when he gets there. Things like that. You watch. That's what they're going to do, Mark.
It is the San Francisco treat.
They're going to have it. So and they even asked Goofy Newsom about it yesterday and goes, it's true. We're doing it because he's coming. And nobody knows where all these homeless people went. Mm-hmm. They moved thousands of them, and nobody knows where they moved their camps to in San Francisco. On the medical scene, there's a new study finding that the popular weight loss drug called Wegovy reduces the risk of serious heart problems by 20% in some patients. The initial trial showed the weekly injections prevented heart attacks, strokes, and heart-related deaths. Wegovy is a high-dose version. I don't know if I'm saying it right or not, but it's a high-dose version of diabetes treatment Ozempic. The latest study tested showed that in people without the disease is being praised as something that could lead the way for doctors to not only treat heart disease, but also treat weight loss. Cut serious heart problems by 20% in those who have diabetes. There's a new federal rule that will go into effect next month. A rule, it could make it easier for millions and millions of workers out there to unionize at companies like McDonald's and other and hold them hostage for money. Folks, you wonder why you're seeing more self-ordering kiosks at places like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's because of the move the Democrats are making to unionize all these businesses. They'll just get rid of the jobs. It could force companies like Burger King or Amazon then to participate in labor negotiations. Some business groups have already sued to stop the rule. It's a Biden rule. Would go in effect December 26. Joe Manchin of West Virginia also trying to reverse that rule through legislation. Labor unions, of course, said the rule is needed. Why? Because don't forget, when you're a union member, you pay union dues. And that's what unions want. Money. International students attending U.S. universities are surging, rebounding from the pandemic slump. New study from the State Department of Institute of International Education finds that international students in our universities grew by 12% last year, 35% jump from students coming in from India. Why so many? Well, they're better prepared for college, and they're much smarter than the American students now. We're 35th and down to 40th in some categories, world standing now in reading, math, science, not foreign countries. More than 1 million students came from abroad during the 2019-20 school year. American colleges enrolled 270,000 of them from India. More than ever, second only to China, who is also filling our schools, our colleges, and universities with their smart students, and they are in science, technology, and business fields. Long-haul carrier Emirates said they're going to buy Boeing company's aircraft in a deal that's worth $52 million. Their CEO made the announcement. At the Dubai Air Show, on hand was Dubai's Crown Prince and Deputy Crown Prince for the announcement. Boeing said they were delighted by the order. So is the guy that sold it. Shaliq Saeed said the deal would see the carrier purchase 90 Boeing 777 aircraft. 55 of them are 7779 variants. 35 of them are the 777-8s. They'll also buy an additional 5 others immediately after the carrier. And Fly Dubai said they'll order 30 more Dreamliners as well. That was worth $11 billion. So the Emirates Airlines are in. Speaking of airplanes, our futuristic B-21 Raider warplane took its first flight, moving it closer to becoming our nation's next nuclear weapon stealth bomber. The Raider, on Friday, flew out of Palmdale, California, where it has been under testing and development by the Northrop Grumman Group. The Air Force plans to build 100 of them, which have a flying wing shape much like the B-2 Spirit. The Raider will incorporate, though, advanced materials, propulsion, and stealth technology to make it more survivable in a future conflict. The plane is planned to be produced in variants with and without pilots. That's interesting. The B-21 Raider. World shares mostly higher today, ahead of the release about some U.S. economic data this week. Xi and Joe Biden are meeting in San Francisco. People are a little nervous about that because they don't know what Joe's going to say or do. Friday, the S&P 500, though, was up 1.6%. Stocks climbed as markets recovered from a slump the day before. And we'll see what happens this week. Oil prices continue to bounce back and forth a little bit. Last week, though, for the week, oil prices were down. You're seeing that reflected in your gas prices, even though gas is in $2 and some odd cents in Tennessee. We are down now in Billings to about $3.34 a gallon in some places. And since 2008's Iron Man movie came out, the Marvel machine has been one of the most unstoppable forces at the box office. And now the new Marvels opened up over the weekend, and it took in about $47 million. It's the 33rd installment of this type of movie. Let's see here. Captain Marvel took in $153 million when it was launched just a few short months ago. The previous low for a Walt Disney Company-owned Marvel movie was Ant-Man. It took in $57 million. In 2015, but ever since Iron Man came out in 2008, it's been a real moneymaker for them, and billions of dollars have been taken in, but Ant-Man wasn't so good. Well, I guess not. Nobody really cared about Ant-Man. Mm-mm. But the rest of them have done very well.
In sports, Texas A&M Athletic Director Ross Bjork on Sunday night said, you know what, Jimbo, we are quote-unquote stuck in neutral. You've had a big recruiting class, but you're 45-25 over the 6 years that we've had you here. You've never been to the SEC game. We're stuck in neutral, so you're fired. And now I am going to go explain to our boosters how this school is going to continue to pay you $76 million through 2031 because that's how much we owe on the contract.
Yeah, they just signed that last year.
Yeah.
That contract extension.
We're stuck in neutral, $76 million. Have a nice day.
That means some boosters down in Texas got a lot of money.
Yes, it does. That's exactly what it means.
Yeah, because they're just going to pay him.
Hey, we're not in the SEC championship game. Get rid of him.
Yeah. Beautiful week of weather coming, folks. Beautiful. Little hiccup on maybe Thursday when it gets cooler, but other than that, for Flakesgiving, we could not be happier. 63 today, 59 tomorrow, 62 Wednesday. Thursday, it's a little cooler, upper 40s, but then on Friday, meal prep day, while we're up there putting the meals together, 60 degrees. Saturday, when we hand out things at 12 noon, 58 and sunny. You just can't beat that.
No kidding.
The tough part's raising the money. We need your help. 248-5665. That's the hotline number. We got a $60,000 grocery bill we got to take care of and can't do it without you. 639, that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Thanks for tuning into the Cat.